Toby, tough defeat in the end. It got to within 4 points in the second half. Did you really believe at half-time you could still win the game?
I don't think any player or anybody goes out to the field believing they can't claw something back or win a game. So certainly there was belief. We realised how difficult it would be. We just needed to tidy up our error count and make things better. I think the first half, any time we kicked off, we were very swiftly back into our own 22 and defending for long periods. And that's what ultimately killed us in that first 40. So the deal was to go out there and try and control the ball a bit better, not go for waste silly penalties, not allow them to get back into our 22 very quickly from kicking or whatever. So it was progress, but it certainly wasn't enough.
What gives them the momentum, you think, in the first half? It seemed to be all one-way traffic for that first 20-minute period.
Our error count was too high. Anytime we kicked off, as I say, we gave away a silly penalty, they'd be backing towards our 22. We defended for long periods, and that saps you of energy. So, really, I think there's two things there, and also their speed of release. They had quick release of the ball, and having that on a side that is big and physical and wants to get over the gain line really hurt us in the long run, because it saps you of energy to defend for that long period.
Great courage and pride in the shirt there from England to fight back to within 4 points, and 1 point being 19 points down in that first half.
Yeah, look, there are certainly positives to take from what we did, but at the same time, it still bears the truth, the fact that you have to chase the game. You are, say, you're 19 points down, and they were very comfortable. Look, towards the beginning of that second half, they could have kicked for goal, but they went for the jugular, went for the corner. So we'll take pride in terms of how we D'd up and how we got out there, but it shouldn't have been in that state. We shouldn't have let them get that far away, and obviously there are some positives to take from it. Now, I don't want to sound too negative, but we have to be better than that, and we have to be able to take our opportunities when they come.
And do you feel England did enough with the ball, you know, when they're in dangerous areas? Because there were certainly times when you moved South Africa around from side to side and looked dangerous. Perhaps they didn't have the ball in the right areas for enough of the time.
I think it's a case of we need to take our opportunities and be clinical, and we did. You know, we broke the line a couple of times, once in the first half through Foden, and again, latter part of the second. You know, we're 5-10 yards out, and we're not keeping hold of the ball, and that's the frustrating thing. I think we have to be very, very clinical, and what we can get away at Premiership Rugby we can't here, especially against a very physical and very fit side. We need to be a bit more precise in what we're doing. Certainly, I think we'll create some opportunities, but the long term is that we didn't finish them off.
Rugby's a team game, obviously, but how pleased are you with your own performance on your return to the number 10 shirt? 17 points and a try, of course.
Yeah, you know, it's insignificant, really. I think for me to have had a chance to come back inside, obviously, is very pleasing, but the long and short of it is, whatever I score, whatever happens, we lose by a score, we lose by a score and a half. It still hurts us the same. You know, I don't take any solace from the fact that I got 17 points. I think you take the fact from that we created opportunities and we nearly had them, and that's probably the main thing for us.